Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
If your hair isn't performing like it used to, the answer isn't another hat. It's a proactive approach. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement brand. It's also NSF certified for sport and the official hair growth partner of Major League Baseball, the only hair growth supplement trusted by the pros. Visit Nutrafol.com, enter promo code PMT. Get $10 off your first month subscription, and you get free shipping. That's NUTRAFOL.com, promo code PMT.
All right, welcome to episode 107 of The Bracket. Today we are debating things that we think we would be good at, but we'll probably never try. Very interesting topic today. We're missing a couple guys, but today we do have, who's just walking
in? Yeah, who's just happening?
Way to be, Rudy, fucking
Rudy.
Grown ass.
Rudy, we're in the middle of the podcast, my brother.
Rudy, they're yelling at you in mass.
Cool ass, Rudy.
We're just in the middle of recording. You're just stepping in the middle of the thing.
We're just recording up, a guys? Podcast, you we're in the middle of recording. Moron, you brain dead stuttering moron.
I literally bitched you on that phone call. That's I said, you true. Actually mad about this?
I pretended to be mad at Rudy over something. And he said, oh, Mr. Tommy, are you actually mad? I didn't mean to make you mad. You cowered like a little schoolgirl.
Yeah, that's definitely what happened.
It is. Footage will be out.
We'll see. Have to see the footage.
I miss doing crossword puzzles with you, Rudy.
Yeah.
I miss doing crosswords with you too, man.
Yeah. We miss you, Rudy. Not no one else. Mook, you're good there. Smokes, we don't know you well enough yet, but we miss you too, I guess, KB.
It's all good, baby. All
right, have a good show, guys. Miss you.
Miss you too. But yeah, today we got a little bit of a ragtag crew. We got Mook. We got Nikki Smokes.
Did you just fucking fart?
Yes, that's you would think. Yes. That was the gayest fart of ever. Oh, wait, you guys are gay. He got these guys.
Wait, it was Clemmer.
Oh, it was Clemmer.
That was Clemmer.
That was his mouth. Oh, you
very bad.
I thought that was real.
That was crazy. Me and Smokes might be the two most gullible guys of the company.
I'm definitely number one.
This is something you guys got to learn is that Clemmer has...
Ben Mintz exists.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And Clemmer has...
He's on his own list.
You did convince that Mincy thought he was getting arrested.
Yeah. Yeah.
Forgot about that. But yeah, Clemmer, something to learn is that Clemmer has the best fake fart sound in the company and maybe the world.
Got it. No, that was really good.
But yeah, we got a ragtag crew here today. Jack Mack as well joining in, and Clemmer, a couple of vacancies today, but I'm very excited. I think this is an interesting subject because I think us, maybe as a company and as like a gender in general, we love thinking we can do things that we probably can't do at all. I think the options that were submitted are proof of that. I'm very excited to get into it. All right, let's talk about 3Chi. Of all the things in life, one of the best has to be getting high wherever you want, whenever you want, without the paranoia of consuming some sketchy black market boof. What's the best way to do that? With 3Chi, of course. 3Chi has the highest quality cannabis products from their delicious Delta 9 edibles and their leading industry-leading Delta 8 products to their new line of Delta 9O vapes. And today we have something revolutionary to talk about, and that's 3Chi True Strains. You know, we're all looking for that perfect cannabis experience, and with True Strains, it becomes a tailored cannabis blend that's designed just for you. Whether you're in the mood for relaxation, euphoria, energy, or something in between, True Strains has you covered. And the best part, it's all backed by science. No more hit or miss with regular strains, because True Strains delivers consistent, potent, and personalized effects that you can rely on every time you use it. So, if you're ready to experience the next generation of cannabis, head on over to 3chi.com and explore the future of getting high the True Strains way. And I will recommend the same thing I recommend every time we do a 3Chi ad, because I still love them. And I take them whenever I can get them and I can find them. And that is the edibles, specifically their can called the rice cereal treat one. That one is so good. It's my absolute favorite. It's absolutely delicious and a great, solid, decent high. Slides camera, or rather the bracket listeners, get an exclusive 15% discount on all 3Chi premium THC products. Go to 3Chi.com and use promo code LIGHTS15 to take 15% off your order. Must be 21 or older to purchase. Please use responsibly. All right, first matchup of the day. Number 5 seed versus the 12 seed. The 5 seed's a very interesting one. Women's sports.
This is a great one.
It's a great one.
I think about this often.
Yeah. Women's sports. Guys here do think they will be good at women's sports. They talk about it all the time. Like what?
Some of them do.
Some of them do.
What is there was a team that played like a professional women's team in something and beat them, right?
What was it? Recently.
Yeah.
It was hockey.
I think it was soccer. Didn't the high school soccer?
That was the Mia Hamm team, under 17 team.
Well, not Dallas, just under 17.
14.
And then
it wasn't Mia Hamm. It was after that. It was recently.
But I'm talking about before that. This happened with Mia Hamm.
Oh, really?
And I think it was under 17.
It was all these freaks on the current team that got beat.
Oh, maybe. This also happened 20 years ago as well. So this is the second time this happened.
And then in Russia, they had the U16 team play the women's national hockey team. And of course, U16 men or boys, and they won, I think, 19-0.
Jesus.
And then, of course, Clay Travis is wanting to do I think high school varsity basketball game against the Las Vegas Aces.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I think he'd actually lose that one. I think the pro woman team would beat the high school basketball.
Depends on the team, not the best teams in the country, which isn't like crazy to think about either.
Kids are actually good at ball.
They just be so fast. I don't know.
Yeah. Like an AAU team. Like,
yeah, is it Montverde? Is it Cooper Flagg's team?
Yeah, that's Cooper. Guys like Cooper Flagg, of course they would lose.
Kelsey Plum would look awful out there.
Yeah, that'd be rough. And that's going up against the number 12 seed, being homeless. Something that they think they would be good at.
Think about
never
this a
try.
Lot. Yes.
How can you be good at being homeless?
I guess
you're just a crafty guy.
No, you can make the best of it.
Yeah, not die, I guess, is the goal of being homeless. And like people think they could do that. They could successfully be the upper tier of lifestyle for homelessness,
yes.
I guess.
I could be homeless in Chicago because they give you those big ass fucking tents to live in.
Oh, yeah.
I could do that. But I don't know how
it is
in like California.
Man.
Food and cold,
probably even easier
shelter.
In California because of the weather.
That's where you'd want to go to a warmer climate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Tommy, we'll start with you.
Huh, this is tough.
What do you think would be better at, women's sports or being homeless?
I mean, I'm not athletic by nature, but against women, I probably would be a lot better. I don't think I'd be a good homeless person. I think that being homeless fucking sucks.
Wow.
I mean, there are times
bold
where
take.
I will,
hot take.
There are times where I'll be like in Grand Central or somewhere and I'll be like, oh, that's where I would sleep if I'd be homeless. But I don't think I'd be good at it. I do think if I was playing some girls and like, you know, basketball or something, I would shine more than I would against men for sure. So I'll go with women's sports.
One for women's sports. Clemmer.
Yeah, for me, look, Meek Phil beat me in basketball, so I don't think I would do very well against anybody. So who am I to say that? But I think I'd be quite good at being homeless.
I think you'd beat a 45-year-old woman in basketball, though.
Maybe. I don't know. Who knows? I lost to Meek Phil, so my confidence is shot. But I do think I'd be a good homeless person.
I can't believe that happened.
I was just about to say, I feel like we glossed over that too much as a company.
Yeah.
What did I hear?
Oh, yeah, Meek Phil beat me in one-on-one in basketball. I don't even know how he did it. He was throwing up all over himself. It was a disaster.
He was vomiting?
He was
throwing up?
He's a big puker. You guys know this.
I don't know. I don't know, like, what happened.
I was going to say throwing up shots, but he's nope.
It's kind of like a dark thing for me to think about. But
and Big Ev beat you in athletic competition.
That's also really – well, we played 1-on-1-3 because Ev couldn't go past 3.
I mean, you're just not – you're just not athletic.
Oh, and I'm old. I retired after Meek Phil.
Why do you keep putting yourself
because
athletic competition?
Well, because I'm playing Meek Phil and Big Ev. I still think gained to 11, I beat Big Ev.
But you're in their head, they're like, we're playing fucking Clemmer.
I'm sure they are.
I think it's pretty even.
I'm out of that game. I'm a coach only. But I'd be good at being homeless because I'm really good. I think at like keep myself entertained. So like I could go to a library and like all right that like maybe I become like a really like well read like all that free time you could do some amazing stuff with, and I think I would just try to become very well read.
Where do you get all the books?
Go to the library.
I don't think they'd let you in.
No, they do. No, the library.
Homeless.
No, the library is the king. And also, you can do a lot with deodorant. I think it's just you have to.
Library is the king. Did you just
the say? King for the home? Like it's the kingdom for the homeless. It's the greatest place for homeless people to
do
go.
They go there?
I don't think I've ever seen a homeless person in the library.
Then they're not playing the game right because you got to go in. You got
to
read.
Don't
books.
You need a library card to go in? And
no,
a library card is registered to where you live.
No. You don't. No, you don't know the library.
I have the public library card. I had to lose my address to sign up.
You to take out a book. You can stay in the library and read without a card being given.
Interesting.
As long as you want?
Yes, as long as their hours are open. It's warm there. They have bathrooms, libraries. See, I think about this a lot.
If you put on like an old Vietnam veteran jacket right now, you'd look so good homeless. You'd be the perfect homeless guy.
Just long beard, so one of those
cold.
Hats.
Yeah, one of those hats, like a dog, maybe. I think you could pull it off. Try sometime.
No, I don't want to try. I don't want to try that. It's like Tommy said, being homeless, that sounds like a horrible, horrible this time of year too. Christmas, very sad.
I get another hot take. Jack Mack.
I'll probably go with homeless. Actually, definitely. I was thinking women's sports, but some of those, I agree with what Smokes was saying over there, Nikki, because some of those, the WNBA teams, they're pretty fucking good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And even the college teams, like they're actually elite. Now, homeless, I'd probably find, can I get a job?
Well, yeah,
you can have a job and be homeless.
Yeah. That is true.
Can you work your way out of homelessness in this scenario?
I don't think like I would do that.
No, that would not. Homeless. That would end
homelessness.
Yeah, you have to be homeless.
I would.
But what, isn't the best homeless person somebody that no longer becomes homeless?
They're not homeless.
But they're not homeless anymore. They're no longer the best homeless person.
I would say homeless because, you know, I have Clemmer. My issue with you being homeless would you have like no fat.
Right,
I have a fat that could like keep me alive, especially during the winter.
I have to be in a warm weather.
Yeah, you could fast for a couple days and be fine.
Yes, exactly. Like I could go.
I thought like San Diego or like.
Okay, so you would go there. I would also. I'm not. I don't use like. I mean, maybe if I became homeless, I would become a druggie, but I don't use drugs at all. If you don't use drugs, you can. The shelter system's pretty good.
Meek. Or Meek.
Oh, oh, no.
Fuck you.
Oh,
honestly,
Jack. Every time, Ken Jack. You're just throwing shots.
Honest mistake.
You piece of
Apologize.
Shit.
Apologize.
I'm sorry. I think I'd be good at being homeless because I know that I would love heroin.
I like that.
And actually, I think I would just ball out. Like, I would just fuck around, have a good time, like Bubbles from The Wire type of situation.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, in like San Fran, the homeless, they run the city.
That's also true. It's People true. Do say that.
You find the right situation, you could have a good life, whereas in female sports, I would get obliterated.
You hit Portland, they make you like the mayor.
Yeah. What's her name? Like, who's the girl that works here, Peyton, that just destroys you and everything?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's the one-sided rivalry.
What does that have to do with anything?
No, just women destroying him in athletic activity. That was not a far jump.
Like homelessness? Is that what you thought?
No, it was sports. And like what? Because she wanted you to do the push-up thing. And then what was the other thing?
She tackled.
Yeah, I love coming on this show. This is awesome.
Every time.
Yeah, she tackled me, challenged me to do push-ups, and then laughed at me just looking at me. So
she beat you in push-ups?
No, she tried. She told me to do push-ups, and I said no. And she said, you should probably get in the gym then.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'm going homeless for sure.
Homeless for sure. It's 3-1 right now. Nikki Smokes.
I'm going to go with homeless, too. I mean, I'm a pretty good athlete, but I just love to be homeless, do hood rat shit with my friends, steal people's Amazon packages, shit like that, and you just get away with it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's basically Christmas every morning you wake up. You just walk by someone's door, pray there's a package out there, buck that shit, there's no consequences.
Every day is just such a blessing.
Another Christmas morning.
Free packages.
I mean, like, what's the worst thing that happens? You get arrested, you get free food, free shelter. Like, sign me the fuck up. And I can do drugs as much as I want.
That's true. There's really nothing to lose. Yeah. It's like the ultimate punishment they can give you is giving you shelter by putting you in jail.
There is a great freedom with no responsibilities.
Yeah. And the homeless people downtown, they're the best. I mean, they live their life. They could dance, miss teeth.
You're talking about downtown where?
Orlando, Fort Lauderdale. I mean, anywhere you go downtown, like the crackheads, they're lit.
You would clean up with homeless girls, too.
Oh, my God.
I bet you wouldn't.
You don't think I could bang a homeless girl?
I bet you wouldn't clean up.
What's your criteria for that? Why not?
I just bet you wouldn't.
Okay.
All right, I bet I would.
All right.
The only one way to find out. Yeah. KB.
Women's sports. I would die for an Olympic medal in women's wrestling, I think. Maybe
right
compete. The equivalent of that in the homeless community would be what? An Olympian homeless would be like someone who's always stuffed.
And a full person.
Constantly
clean.
Full and warm. And
I don't think I could achieve that, so I'll go women's sports.
That's a pretty good criteria.
Do you think you could compete at 115 pounds in the UFC right now, women's division?
115?
Yeah.
Like
but
me?
No, you get to be your current. Let's say you go up against Weili Zhang right now.
Oh, she would crush
you. Don't be stupid. You have no life, KB.
You would get crushed.
Oh, no. I'm saying I wouldn't compete in
mixed
martial arts because I don't know them. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
but
he
now
would
that
do
you
well.
Say it, a 115 pounder, I probably could.
I think he would.
You're probably gonna right hook on her.
I think she'd sleep you in the first round.
No, I don't think he would get slapped. I don't think so.
I think he would lose.
Really?
I think he would be able to take her down and control her on the ground.
I think I would take her down easily. If she hit me right or choked me right, I'm out.
Ooh. Okay.
Nice. What about a 155 pound?
That does exist in the PFL. Yeah. Kayla Harrison.
Yeah.
She's huge. She's like...
What is that, the heavyweights?
Yeah, it probably is heavyweight.
They don't call them heavyweights. But,
I didn't realize that.
What about Katie? What do they call them? I'm curious.
Well, 155, they would give it the
that
same.
Has to be the
curvy division.
No, that's lightweight division. It's the same.
PBW.
It's the same name they give the 155 pound men.
You know what?
I said BBW.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going for a bit there. Next option, giving oral. So I assume this person meant giving head to men.
Let's go with that.
I love eating box.
Yeah. Sucking dick.
Sucking dick, which like theoretically we know what we like, so we should be good at it.
I didn't submit this one. I'd be incredible at sucking.
And that's going up against the 13 seed rapping. Rapping is something they think they'd be good at, but never try. Start with UKB.
Rapping. It's nothing. Like, I just wouldn't be good at sucking dick. Bad gag reflex. Rapping, I think I have the words down, like the writing part, but not the delivery.
The actual delivery.
As a rapper, I think you got something in there, Kyle.
I would be better than fellating.
Fellating?
Sure. Fellatio.
Nikki Smokes?
Good word. I'm going to go with rapping, too. If I'm ever tripping balls, I could drop at least 16 to 18 bars. I'm pretty good at rapping. There's just no way I could ever put a dick in my mouth and be good.
Time out. I could make a dick come. I don't think I could do the equivalent in the rap universe.
Are you switching to sucking dick?
So the equivalent of making someone come with rapping would be
like, oh,
like give them like goosebumps or like make them go, whoa.
Yeah, I think the whoa.
Yeah. I couldn't do that. So sucking dick.
Sucking dick.
Okay.
So
I'm gonna stick with rapping though. There's just no way. No shot.
Mm-hmm. Mook?
Yeah, I'm going to go head. I'm going to go oral for sure. I think I could give some sloppy top if I needed to.
Yeah.
If I had to in the situation, if I was in prison, that type of thing.
You mm-hmm. get broken.
Undoubtedly. Yeah. And I couldn't rap.
When that happened, I feel like you just need to get past that initial.
I'm sucking dick thought.
Yeah. And then you'd be, I assume, great at it. But
I'd be a world class,
jumping off a cliff,
kind of like jerking yourself off.
Basically, yeah. But that part should be the easy part. Yes, exactly. Jack Mack.
Yeah, I mean, I'm phobic, so I wouldn't be able to fucking. I'm just straight up phobic. So rapping, I can't even talk about it.
I love this guy.
Respect.
credit to you guys. Like, but I'll be awful at rapping. But
it's like the battle of like your two biggest hatreds.
No. I like rap. I like rap.
Jack Mack's a biter.
Oh yeah. Clemmer.
I am so bad at like eating things I don't like. I think I could suck the cock. That part.
I'm also phobic now.
It's the ejaculation that would
you'd have to swallow too.
I'd be so anxious about when it's going to happen. I would be a train. I don't know. I'm terrible at rapping. Yeah. So I don't know. I guess I almost want to abstain. I don't know.
What do you think you'd be better?
Clemmer, I think you'd be a good like rapper in like the long neck crew.
Yeah, that guy.
You in like the 90s being like, I got a cat and it's in a hat.
Well, it's not the 90s. It's like the 80s, like Beasties rap. Yeah. I could do that. So I guess that would be, because I just think I would be so anxious for the sperm to hit my back of my throat. I think.
Shut it down.
I'm answering the question. I'm trying to do my best I can for this show.
So descriptive. So which one are you gonna pick? One. Pick
rapping,
one.
Rapping.
Rapping. 3-2. Tommy Smokes.
Yeah, this is tough. I mean, one of these things I recently did for the first time on video last month, and the other one is rapping.
Stole Clemmer's joke. Yeah, his joke.
Oh, Tommy Smokes.
No, I mean, I don't know. I am kind of a rapper now, so I don't know if I could even put myself in the shoes of like.
I don't think you can.
But you also give Glock Lock on advisors. Yeah. I mean, you got the technique. Yeah, that's
true. I mean, I would be really good. I don't want to suck dick, but it's very easy. Ladies, just focus on the tip. Enough of that shaft. There's no feeling down there. Lick that tip.
Yeah. I mean, words to live by.
So sucking dick.
You're going to go sucking dick. All right. Then we're tied up 3-3. I don't think any of it. I'd never thought once I would be good at rapping. So I feel like I got to go with sucking dick. Because I think I've at least thought once like I could probably be doing better than this person is doing right now. Because it's just no good.
You've thought that before?
Mid blowjob? Oh, in college, like all the time, I was like, "This sucks."
There's times where I'm like, this
"Hanging out with the wrong woman."
But I'm never like, "God, oh, yeah, I'd be doing this."
I gotta get it.
Yeah.
I've never
sucked me. I wish I was sucking me.
No, you never had the thought while getting head of your sick. I'd much rather be fucking right now. This sucks.
You accidentally say your own name.
Imagining myself giving head. giving head's gonna move on. All right, next up, number 8 versus the 9. The 8 is kind of similar. Being a bottom, being gay and being a bottom.
Oh my god.
The same person submitted both.
What's a bottom?
The guy getting fucked.
I'd be really bad at that.
Yeah. Word. Got it.
And that's going up against the number 9 seed, scamming, being a scam artist.
Oh, man.
Okay.
I was hoping.
Tommy Smokes.
Yeah, I'd be really bad at being a bottom. I don't.
Too dominant?
Seems painful. Seems like it hurts. There's nothing. I'd just be, ow. I don't think that gets anyone going. So I don't think that'd be a great. But yeah, scammers, there are times where like.
You do scam people
you
here.
You find how
you do look like a scammer.
Yeah, it's true. Whoa. Oh.
That's crazy.
Whoa.
Today's climate. Easy.
Yo, the smokes are going at it today.
There are times where it's like a scammer gets caught. It's like, that's how you got caught.
Yeah.
So I'll go with us. I've never been like, that's how you're getting fucked in the ass. So I'll go with a scammer.
Like that video of that dude in Congress or whatever.
I wasn't watching that, like critiquing his form.
Is the video actually out of that?
Yeah, Joey has it.
Joey has it.
Okay, I didn't know. I obviously saw the photos and whatnot. I didn't know there was an actual.
Not much to see.
I don't.
It's a dick in a butt.
I'm not going to.
He's on the boat.
Clemmer.
I think I'd be better at being a scammer. I would feel so guilty, though. I was in sales for 20 years, so I have no problem like asking people for money, and like I think I could do that. I would just the guilt would be awful. I feel
sick. Moral clamor.
I would feel genuinely bad if I took someone's money.
Conscious clamor.
I think I'd be so bad at being a bottom. I don't like.
I don't think like you don't pain. Think about it that way. Think about like you are doing this no matter what. Would you be successful at it?
I just know me. I mean, I can only be myself. I just know like the guilt would drive me crazy. But I think I would be pretty good at it though.
Think like you're scamming Tommy for a video then. Like don't think about.
Then I'd be much better at that.
Much
I have
to
imagine.
That. Yeah. So 2 for scamming, Jack Mack.
You would be you would be great at surviving Barstool or something.
I would love to survive.
He'd be awful. He's the guy who thinks he'd be great that is not. He's Jacob.
This is the guy.
Literally
that,
the episode.
No, the reason Tommy is so great.
Oh boy.
No. The reason Tommy is so great at Survivor is because he's playing Survivor against people who have never seen the game before, and he just dominates them. It's like, no shit. You've read the rule book. Yeah, you know how the game's played.
Really
congratulations.
He has no feel of human beings. And it's all a human being game.
Jack Mack?
Yeah, scammer. I was a scammer back in high school. We used to get baseball card packs, like really nice baseball card packs, and we would open them up.
No, you piece of shit. No.
And we would take them out and then find the really good like signatures and whatnot and then take them and then put them back up.
Oh, I hate you, dude.
Yeah, no, I mean, I repented for my sins, but I think I'd be pretty good. We were successful at it too, let me tell you. Also, and I went to boarding school. There was this Russian the son of a Russian oligarch at the end of the hall. And we would play poker 2 or 3 times a week. And it was head-to-head, $100 buy-in. And I would just rig the deck every time.
Oh, my God.
I love this fucking guy.
And, cool. But I stopped once I went to college. I haven't scammed anybody since. Mm.
Haven't scammed anybody since, although you could be scamming us right now by saying that.
That is true. But I gave it up. Yeah.
All right. So another one for scamming. 3-0 right now. Mook.
Jack Mack's really on his Andrew Tate shit today with the,
the
scamming and the homophobic stuff. I can't scam. I have too much of a guilty conscience. I don't think I could do it, although I think I'm scamming Barstool for a salary right now.
Damn, you just stole my joke.
I did that on purpose. I knew you were going to say it.
Fucking cunt.
How about you still do it?
Yeah, right, I will.
Yeah.
What was the other one? Being a bottom?
Being a bottom.
Yeah, I'd be good at that.
Mm-hmm. Undoubtedly.
No, both of these scenarios, like the head and the bottom, I keep thinking of like prison scenarios. And yep, I'm like, yeah, if I had to do it, I'd do it.
Are you attracted to redheaded women, Mook?
I am not.
I like redhead cartoon women.
I am. I respect them, but I can't.
You're like a black guy who only dates white girls.
Exactly. Yes.
That's what everyone says about Mook. Dating non-Reddits.
I think redheads are best of the best, top of the top.
Whoa. Really,
yeah, you don't like hot redheads?
No. I like them, but I can't. I could never like go out with one. I could probably never have sex with one.
Like I feel like you definitely could. You definitely
could. You could.
No, I've actually denied a couple redheads in my time.
On God?
On God.
A redhead queen.
Toes.
Oh, that's a damn shame. Nikki Smokes.
All right, well, Mook stole my joke.
No,
all right, all right.
I've never heard it.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I'm already scamming Barstool right now, right? no, I would,
you're a dog, dude.
I would definitely go scammer. I mean, my scam was a lot easier than Jack Max in high school. Everyone wanted fake IDs, so we would just collect the money for the fake IDs and just never give anyone fake IDs. And
wow. That was it. What, they can't do anything about it.
No, you can't do anything about it. We just be like, the guy got roped. Sorry.
Yeah.
We gave him the
beat
money.
Someone beat the shit out of you.
Nah. Nope. I was on top of the food chain in high school.
Not a boy.
Not a flex, just like an absolute fucking dirtbag piece of shit. That's what I was back then. I'm going with scamming.
Scamming.
Oh, so you would make up an excuse. It wasn't just like, no, I'm taking that money. It was like, oh, the guy who made it couldn't do it.
Yeah, the guy got roped. Gotcha. Yeah.
What does that mean? You keep saying that he got roped.
Roped, like he got caught.
Gotcha.
Like lassoed.
Yeah, I've just never heard it in that. Yeah.
I told you, I'm going to take you to Florida. I'm going to teach you everything.
Yeah, no, I'm excited.
KB?
The Smokes take Miami.
I could make more money getting fucked
than getting scammed.
I mean, that ass, you'd be an outstanding bottom.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Anatomically, I'd be in a good position.
Is your asshole hairy?
Yes.
You'd have.
Yeah, I don't know what they're. I don't know if they mind that too much.
I think it depends on the group. I think that makes.
You kind of have to think of it like a pussy, right? Like I'd rather it be clean, waxed, shaved. Than
they're trying to fuck a man.
Yeah.
That hair.
Yeah, but if you're the bottom guy,
hair is a telltale sign.
You're kind of like the feminine in that sense.
Well, yeah. It depends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, that's going to the scamming is going to win. Next, we have the number one seed versus the 16 seed Cheyenne game. That's the playing game for the newbies. Playing game will do first. First one from Clemmer being on Survivor, which you guys just talked about.
Yeah.
He thought he'd be great at being on Survivor. Another Clemmer one being a trial lawyer.
Yeah. I think I'd be good at that.
Maybe. Being the last person on Earth.
Yeah, I'd be really good at that. And I think it's all
that's
about,
a bold claim.
Yeah, what?
How?
Well, you talked about your DVDs or whatever.
Exactly. You build an entire, I think the key is keeping yourself occupied, just like being homeless. So like you have an entire TV schedule and you use old DVDs, physical media to build your TV schedule. So you can like, you know, you have something to look forward to every day. That's the key. Mm-hmm. So it's about moving forward.
Being a late night talk show host.
I've always wanted to do that. Yeah. Yeah. I think I'd be pretty good at it.
Like, I don't mind these suggestions, but I'm off put by them because I know Clemmer submitted them. So it's like in my head, I'm like,
I like this, but.
But it's like, yeah. But it's like,
why would that?
We're thinking that of ourselves, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So if I say.
I think you'd be a good late night talk show host too.
Yeah. You would not.
I think I would be very good. Why would I not be?
No, you'd probably be fine.
Yeah.
Anal sex.
Okay.
Wait, did somebody submit
taking
that?
Yeah. or giving?
Giving.
Who submitted that?
I'm not at liberty to say.
Already, I guess.
What do you mean you're not at liberty?
No, this one was from Twitter. It was just wasn't from an actual person. Noodling for catfish with your bare hands. You ever see people do that? They shove their hand down in the water and they come up with a whole ass catfish on their arm.
Yeah, I'd be
I don't. Yeah.
Some people here did that, I believe, with Megan or not Megan making money. Sydney. Yeah, I think so.
One of the blonde girls.
We get our girls confused.
This is a great, the most red pill episode that we've done yet. My God. Standing backflip was the last one. Someone thought they could do a really good standing backflip. I don't think anyone here could.
No.
So run through the options real quick. Being on Survivor, being a trial lawyer, being the last person on Earth, being a late night talk show host, anal sex, giving, noodling for catfish, or standing backflip. Tommy, what do you want to go in against the one seed?
I mean, it's tough. It's like being on, like so much of the stuff you guys dream about, I just do already. You know, like I've already won Survivor. So I guess of those, I'll choose.
You've never been on Survivor.
Whatever. I guess I'll choose. No, I'll stay true to myself. I'll choose that.
Choose Survivor. Clemmer.
Yeah, I'll choose being a late night talk show host. This has been a dream of mine since I was three. I've always wanted to do it. I think I'd be pretty good at it.
Mm-hmm. You, late night talk show host?
Yeah, probably late night talk show host.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd be great at Survivor, to be honest.
Yeah, fair. Mook?
Yeah, I think all the other options are like I'm just incapable of even doing. So I'm going to go late night, which even I'm probably incapable of doing that, but I'd have the best shot.
I mean, to be fair, you do have a great role model to look up
Conan.
To. Conan.
Yeah.
Nikki.
I think I'm so dumb that I'd find my way to the final three in Survivor, so I'll go with that.
Survivor, it's 3-2 in favor of the late night talk show host. KB?
You submitted the backflip, didn't you?
No, I didn't submit anything, but I've done a backflip, so that.
That?
Yeah.
The backflip. So being a late night talk show host is going to
win. I couldn't do any of the others.
That's going up against the number one seed, being the GM of a team, a sports team. And
that's a great pick.
One person expanded and made it, I guess, more specified, and they said an expansion baseball team. Okay, won't say who said that.
One wonder who put that in.
But being the GM of a sports team, I think a lot of people thought about it, especially just because of Madden and franchise modes all across different sports teams. And it's like, wow, if I could fix it, why can't my GM do it? Even though it's infinitely more complicated. They can't just do fine trade. Press Y or whatever. But yeah, so start with you, KB. Which one do you want?
I might be delusional, but I think that if I was the GM, I could make it so my team wasn't the worst in the league based on what I know.
So one for the GM, Nikki.
I'm going to go with GM too. I don't know. I just feel like I belong there, calling the shots, bring the Dolphins their first Super Bowl. I could do it.
Great. I feel like it'd be bad to be the GM of a team you actually like, though. Is that?
No, it would make it better.
You think so? But what happens if you just lose?
Oh, it'd be awful.
Everyone hates
you. I mean, but that doesn't matter. Like, as for the Dolphins, like, we haven't been good in 25 fucking years. So if I went in there and I fucked it up, it would change nothing.
If you're a team with no expectations, you get to be the hero.
Great point. Mook.
I'm decent at being a clown, so I'll take...
No, you're not.
You can't... Okay. Fuck. I can't be a clown GM, so I'll be a clown late night host.
Late night host?
There you go.
Yeah, GM. I'd figure it out.
You'd be the one to figure it out?
Yeah, I think I got some good ideas.
3-1 in favor of the GM. Clemmer?
I spend 4 nights a week, at least, doing fake expansion drafts with in various computer games where I'm constantly trying to build a team from scratch. I think I am better than almost anyone in the world at this. I would be exceptional at being an expansion baseball GM. I honestly think there's like maybe 100 people in the whole world that could be better at it than me.
Then what? I feel like if that was the case, then you'd be at least somewhere in that field.
I think you'd be I don't know if this is a compliment or an insult. I think you'd be a better late night show host than you'd be a GM. I think you'd be an awful GM. I think you'd be an okay late night host.
You would make some moves as a GM. I think I could see the movie playing out in my head.
Yeah.
It's like you win the lottery, you own a team, you make yourself the GM, and then you literally get like removed from wherever Montreal. Like you're not allowed in Canada.
They're gonna turn you down.
And then the team's like 40 and 120.
No, it would be like, you know, like when your bets start losing.
40 would be a good year.
It'd be like when your bets start losing. You're just like, sorry guys, I'm not ahead of that time. When like your draft pick gets arrested the next night.
No, I would be great at being expansion baseball. I know I would.
Tommy?
I actually think the intersection of these two things, wanting to be a GM and wanting to be a late night host, is a Barstool employee. Most Barstool employees, myself included, at one point have dreamed about both being a GM and being a late night TV show host, and you end up at Barstool. So this is a hard choice.
You end up right here.
Debating which one you'd be better at.
Yeah.
I'll go with GM. It doesn't matter. GM won already, so whatever. I'll go with GM.
The Bracket is brought to you by BetterHelp. Look, it's the holidays. It sucks sometimes. You got a lot of stress, whether it's financial, having to see a lot of family. A lot of stuff comes down on you. And the holidays are a great time to maybe, boot up some therapy. So whether it's starting therapy, going easy on yourself during the tough moments, or treating yourself to a day of complete rest, remember to give yourself some love this holiday season. Again, I use BetterHelp. I tell every BetterHelp ad, I always reference it. I use it over the course of COVID because I couldn't see my regular therapist in person, and they allowed you to do it remote or the phone, wherever you want to do. And it was awesome, super convenient, very flexible, nice and easy. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Again, no additional charge, which is awesome. In the season of giving, give yourself what you need with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/lights today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/lights for 10% off your first month. GM's going to win. Other side of the bracket. First up, we have the 6 versus the 11. The 6 seed is porn star. Male porn star.
Who the hell's gay in here? Oh, I guess that could be straight. That could be straight.
Oh my God.
That was like the one straight thing.
So singular, straightest thing. And you just assumed it was gay.
Huh.
That was very interesting.
Oh my God.
What's it up against?
Jack Mac just threw up.
Tommy's search history is very disturbing.
Oh my God. No, not disturbing. It would be okay if it was...
Oh, that's fine. No, I imagine his in particular is very disturbing.
Is gay porn disturbing?
No, I think yours is disturbing. How your mind works is
disturbing. Because it's men? Yeah, I guess so, Clemmer. It's going up against dressing well.
Turn this on me.
Dressing well, a thing you think you could do well, but just you can never do. Tommy smokes. I
mean, this is a hard matchup.
Yeah, this is so hard.
It's tough.
I mean, I feel like if you wanted to dress well, you just could. Like, that's not something where you have to be like, God, I wish I could dress well. Like, that's something you could do.
You'd be surprised.
Do you try to dress up, Mook?
No.
Okay.
I mean, but I definitely could not be a porn star. I mean, I guess I could be
you
like...
You could just do the same thing. You could just...
pool boy who gets, like, walks in, like, something like that.
But you got to think 30 for 30.
Yeah.
Like, if you're a great porn star, you could be up there easily.
Like, I could be the boy fucking a stepmom in a porn.
I will say that the access is way easier now. You could literally just start jerking off on camera and put on OnlyFans. You're now a porn star in its own sort of
I guess dressing way. Well. I mean, if I really wanted to, fucking I'll read a magazine or some shit about it. Or I'll ask Feidelberg. So I'll go dressing well.
Dressing well.
Nobody wants to see me fuck.
Clemmer?
Yeah, I mean, I had to take the sweatshirt off, and I was walking around with this yellow shirt or anything.
Wait, pull that up. Take it off.
And people were laughing at me in the office.
I saw Clemmer, I was like, oh, haha, like, what are you dressed for? Like, what sketch are you shooting?
You look like Woody.
Looks like the dude from Blue's Clues.
Clemmer could be the next alien, bro.
Dude, you legit look like Woody from Toy Story.
That's what I was for Halloween, so it works out.
Is it the shirt you wore?
No, a different shirt, but same kind.
You also kind of look like a notepad. Like, this is an unbelievable fit. Like
so I know I can't dress well, apparently, because people are laughing at you. That's a problem. Plus, maybe there's some weird niche of like people who like really skinny guys. So maybe there's like some weird like category on Pornhub for that or something. I don't know. So I think I'd probably be a better porn star just because I'm weird looking.
Actually, that's a fair point.
Yeah.
There's definitely niche for it.
I'm gonna put my short shirt back on.
Toy Story, yeah, you could do a Toy Story porn.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I could see Clemmer being ranked like 200th on Pornhub.
You're like Clemmer. Clemmer on the bus would do numbers.
Oh yeah, Clemmer.
With that little weird alien kid.
Yeah.
Am I up?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I would just be an awful porn star, and no one like Tommy. I just wouldn't. But no, I'd be bad. Mm. No one wants to watch me fuck. That's just not something I'm great at. It's just like it is what it is. It's just like I get the job done and then that's that. But dress that well.
That was the saddest post game press conference I've ever heard.
But
no one wants to watch me fuck.
Just get it done and that's that.
The
dressing well.
I feel like every year people say to themselves, "This is the year I'm going to really get it together and dress well."
But see, that always entails, and then you buy one thing.
And then the
days you don't wear that one thing, you look like dog shit.
So, but I think I'd be better at dressing well than the porn star aspect, 100%.
Mook?
This is an interesting one for me because, one, I've given up on dressing well. I've tried.
Clearly.
It doesn't work. I'm a sweatpants guy. I'm a slob guy. But here's the interesting part. Have you ever seen a ginger porn star?
Male
ginger porn star.
You could be like the Jackie Robinson of porn.
Not.
Break the color barrier.
Exactly. I would fucking crush it, I think.
You talk about, yeah, talk about niche.
Yeah.
Like, that's a, that's the
porn stars.
Yeah, that's a niche right there.
We won't
there.
Play with
yeah,
them.
Yeah, we won't play with them.
You need a Pee Wee Reese equivalent.
Yeah. They put you in the back of the bang bus.
And look, I wouldn't be good at fucking, but I'd be something to look at.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They'd be like, I'm enamored by whatever the fuck's going on here. I think I'd have a moment of virality.
100%.
I was a porn star. So I'm going porn star.
Porn star. Nikki.
I'm going to go with porn star too. I mean, I think I would just lay the absolute wood on all these girls. And just I love the way they sound. I know they're faking it, but I need that in my life. So sign me the fuck up.
It's just the ASMR of actual porn, not the actual porn.
He gets
itself.
Offset. So you weren't acting that, right?
you love the way they sound.
Wow. I made you come 10 times.
I was like, damn, I really made you come 10 times. Yeah, baby, you did. Yeah, I mean, I got to get those numbers up anyway, so I need the reps. Go on, porn star.
KB.
Neither, but I guess dressing well with a stylist, porn with meth. So dressing well.
Porn with meth?
I would need meth because it makes you really hard and horny.
It's called it? Viagra, brother.
It's no secret that a lot of the porn industry is on meth.
Wait, really?
A lot of drugs involved. I knew that.
Meth is like that's the sex drug.
Meth? Meth? Doesn't meth like make you relaxed?
Go to r/meth. They will fuck or jack off for 10 hours in absolute bliss.
Oh my god!
I gotta go on those Reddit.
Only KB, I love them.
3-3.
A lot of people.
3-3, I got to go dressing well. There's no chance I'll ever make a porn star. It's just got to be. There's a chance.
That was my moment for you guys to convince me to do porn. You guys blew it.
You got the stash down.
I think you'd
be dangerous.
Nah, you couldn't. Number 3 versus the 14. 3 seed is owning a bar. Being a bar owner.
Yes.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, setting up your own place. Getting
sip that drink, Jack Mac.
Yeah. And that's going up against number 14 seed NASCAR driver. A lot of people do think this. Yeah. A lot of people do think this. Start with you, KB.
Oh my god, I would fail so miserably at NASCAR. I would hate to own a bar, but I'll have to go with that.
Why would you hate to own a bar?
The work.
Well, you're the well, yeah, I guess. But like, you delegate, don't you? Like,
to make. I would have no desire to have like, oh, that's my like to socialize with the staff to.
You're the
chill
owner. You don't have to socialize.
KB's Draft House.
You got to be there.
I'm going with owning a bar.
I like KB's Draft House. I would go there. Nikki?
I'm definitely going with owning a bar. I mean, I've worked at bars, so I know what the owners have to do. I mean, you could drink your own supply. You could dump sack. No one bothers you. You got women in your establishment 24/7.
You got one
dump sack.
What, yeah,
that's yeah. Like you just go do blow in your room and you don't say shit.
All right.
Yeah, I'm going with. I'm going.
I can see you.
I thought it was a sex thing.
I always thought dump sack men have sex.
I thought a teabag.
I know dump sack.
No, but you can do that too. You can do that too.
You can do that.
Yeah, no, owning the bar 100%.
You would be a good like college town bar owner.
Oh,
as like a 35-year-old.
And those things rake.
Yeah. They make a lot of money. You lit in all the underage kids.
Did he make you fuck last night, too?
You sick fuck.
Mook.
It's bar owner versus what again?
NASCAR driver.
That's whoever submitted that is.
Who thinks they could be good at NASCAR driving?
This is an awful one. This is whoever submitted this is just like.
Wait. You don't you think NASCAR driving is a bad submission?
Yeah,
I think it would be so difficult for like a regular.
You guys have a lot of respect. You guys have a lot of respect for NASCAR drivers. Then
I do.
It's like the classic old guy being like, "Oh, they're just driving around in a circle."
Yeah,
they're going pretty fast. Well, they're all like bunched together. It looks really hard.
I think that almost goes.
I don't even drive on fucking highways. There's no way I could be a NASCAR driver.
Yeah, I don't drive. Period. And it's actually a dream of mine to own a bar. So I'm going bar for sure.
I'd love to. What would you call it?
Mooks.
Perfect.
Yeah. Just a little Irish pub.
That's a good bar name.
That's perfect. A great name. Yeah. Jack Mac?
Yeah, bar owners. Amazing. You can if you play your cards right, you can run the world as a bar owner.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in a big city or college town. Nikki's right. I mean, if you have the bar in a college town, you make bank. And then you open up a bunch of other ones that seem like they're competitors, but it's all owned by the same guy. You control the market.
Yeah. You're just loaded.
You're just loaded. You don't even have to go. You have like college kids can run.
Still remember my college one, Cannons. Anyway, I mean, it's college in Manhattan, but like it was.
Yeah, well, I mean, we remember ours. Yeah,
yeah, I think we all do. Right?
Like ever, it's not a brag that you remember your college.
Well, no, but I'm just saying like it's there's a lot of memories to the place.
But the college a bar, I think it would be good. You get in with some connected people. I want my bar to be like, and then there's nothing better than having access to the back room in the bar, like Nikki said.
Thank you.
Oh, yep. Like that. I never had a
dump sack.
Like yeah. Like the private room in Peaky Blinders. You ever watch that?
They
like,
yes.
Oh, that place looks. I wanted that so bad.
Even the private room in The Sopranos when Adriana opens up a bar.
Yeah.
And like that place is awesome. Yeah. And then obviously the back room of the Bada Bing, but that's a strip club.
Yeah. Clemmer?
Yeah. I've always. I wanted to open a bar. I even like kind of looked into it a little bit, like how much liquor licenses would cost in New Hampshire and stuff. But like the idea of like. You have to be there, like, bars go out of business so fast, so you have to pretty much be there the first year, like, 24/7. And, like, dealing with drunk people all day, like, I don't want to do that. And I was going to call it the baseball bar. I was going to have all the games on. But then I'm thinking, well, what do I do in the offseason? That's not a very good idea for a bar. So
shut down.
And who wants to go to a bar and watch
the baseball?
Baseball fans do.
For 6 hours.
I think I give you 2.5 weeks.
Baseball bar. He's gonna make the girl girl bartenders wear like umpire outfits.
No, it wouldn't be like that kind of bar. It would be like a nicer bar. You know, you're not gonna have all that nonsense.
High end baseball. Yeah.
That's kind of how I saw it.
And you have to know Pedro Martinez's like ERA. Yeah, 1993.
But it's a lot of work. There's a lot of moving parts. There's a lot of inventory. You have to staff. Staff gets drops in and out. It seems like a complete headache. So I would choose that over NASCAR because NASCAR looks really hard, but I would not be a good bar owner.
I like the idea of like a special brain analytic baseball speakeasy where it's just like you two in it. And like there's no one else that can get in. No one else.
I don't want to fucking be in that with Clemmer.
Tommy.
I legitimately don't think I would do a lap at NASCAR without dying. So I'm going to go with the bar owner.
Owning the bar, it's going to win. Next up.
Who submitted NASCAR?
I did.
Yeah.
That's why you were defensive.
Yeah.
I thought that was when I was defensive.
I would say people.
That was pretty odd.
To Jack Mack's credit, like a lot of people do think that. They do think they could be a NASCAR driver.
I do not.
Yeah. I think most of us are reasonable enough that we don't, but still.
Yeah. We have respect for NASCAR.
Yeah.
Shout out Robin is racing.
Yeah. And Noah Gregson.
Yeah.
He's back.
Yeah.
7 versus the 10 seed. The 7 seed is drug dealing. Drug dealing. One person here thinks they could be a really good drug dealer. Not going to say who.
Nikki.
I didn't say any. No, I'm not saying who. That's versus the 10 seed doing a gainer.
A gainer?
Oh, that's a frontward backflip.
A frontward backflip?
What?
Why is everything backflips and like porn?
Backflips versus porn, Brack.
Yes.
A gainer's insane.
This is a frontward backflip. I can't even die.
I don't understand that.
Like
you're facing forward, you run up and do a backflip.
Like you're running this
way. Okay, got it.
Your legs go out.
Everything I'd be good at that.
Yeah, do you know what we're talking about? You've definitely seen someone do it.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
Is this like what Tyreek Hill does sometimes?
Yeah, maybe.
This seems incredible.
It's something
hard
that white people cannot do.
No, you have
except in pools.
No, it's white people can do that.
Yeah.
Off of like cliffs and diving boards.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dive noble.
I'm trying to find like a good gif first. I'll put something in it in a post. But a gainer flip versus drug dealing.
I'm abstaining. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it would have to be drug dealing because the other thing I cannot do.
Yeah,
like I can't do it. I could sell a drug. I guess
not
like,
do a gainer.
Let's be clear. In my mind, at least when this came in, I'm not thinking you're just doing a standing gainer. I'm thinking you're jumping off like a diving board and doing one.
What did you think filling out this
who
bracket?
Who thinks they would be good at this?
Some people
like,
do.
Well, that's one of those things you either can do it or you can't. It's not like you're really good or really bad.
But some people don't think or think they'd be good at it if they tried it and they just don't
I think with extensive training, we all could eventually do a gainer.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'd be sick at flipping if I practiced. Like, that's a crazy thought. Yeah. Is anyone bad at doing gainers, but they can still do it? Probably like a gymnast.
Well, think about a guy being like, yeah, I could try to do a gainer, and then he goes and does, and he can't even come close. Like, people can try and fail. This is like the whole thing with the the idea of the bracket. Tommy.
I hate this man.
This is
I guess drug dealing.
Drug dealing?
I guess. It'll help your rap game if you spell
dope. It would help a lot.
Yeah, I would not be good at juggling. I physically cannot do whatever the hell a gainer is.
I'm an out of proportion 44-year-old man. Like, I have no chance at ever doing a gainer. Like, it's going to have to be drug dealing here.
Drug dealing?
Out of proportion is such a funny way to describe yourself.
Small legs. It's like, out of proportion. I'm happy I can walk around.
Jack Mack?
Yeah, drug dealing, you know.
Drug dealing?
You just get you get the bitches.
You do get the bitches.
Yeah, yeah. If drug dealers, like, they fuck.
They do fuck.
And
they fuck, or they're just horrendously autistic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sometimes
you
both.
You could be both.
You could be both, yeah. But I
was a drug dealer.
I think I'd be a good drug dealer, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mook was a drug dealer?
I was a drug dealer my freshman year of college, and I didn't fuck. And I wasn't horrendously autistic, but I was so on the spectrum for sure.
What did you sell?
Yeah, what are you talking about? Every week in college, I would get an ounce of weed, and it would get fronted to me. I would sell like a little bit less than half to like break even and then smoke for free. But every time I would just get drunk, and like anyone that picked up for me, I would just like smoke them up, or like give them free weed, or like give them 1.5. Like, I was a drug terrible.
You were a drug dealer to make friends.
Exactly.
There was no deals made.
It got to a point where like we would go back to my apartment like late at night, and like my clients would just like open my jar of weed and be like, "All right, we're getting fucking ripped right now." And my nickname became Orange the Drug Dealer at one point.
Orange the Drug Dealer?
There was a Snapchat that went around campus. It was like me working out at the gym, and it was like, Orange the Drug Dealer works out.
Oh, that's unreal.
I'd pay to see that picture.
Yeah, I might have it somewhere. I actually...
So you were like a known drug dealer?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where did
because everyone was like, dude, we don't pay for weed.
He smokes his own.
We're robbing this guy.
Orange the Drug Giver.
Yeah. Literally. Yeah.
Where did you go to school?
My freshman year, I went to Penn State.
Mm-hmm. Oh, damn. Mm-hmm.
This guy's just smoking out like the entire football team to make friends. no one was fucking you.
It's not a bad way.
Hey. No, I wasn't getting fucked. Wasn't making money.
You weren't really even a drug dealer either.
Yeah, I was just getting high and ended up having to pay for my weed every week. So.
It's not a bad way to get some friends in college.
Yeah. Honestly,
if you're a freshman.
I don't mind that at all, Mook.
It was fun.
I think that's a good move. Mm-hmm.
It was fun, but it was like a complete joke of an operation.
Mm-hmm. Nikki.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm obviously going drug dealer. Love the environment. Love what comes with it. Love the girls that pull up at 2 a.m. that need whatever they need.
I love
Have you done it? Have you tried it?
Yeah, I've sold drugs in college. I feel like everyone goes through a drug selling phase.
They don't.
Maybe in Florida. It's probably just the South Florida thing.
Florida, yeah.
Yeah, in Florida we all do. I mean, I never sold coke, but... Mm.
That's like a different level.
I would like to.
A boy can dream.
Yeah, one day.
Boy can dream.
I would like to sell coke.
You make bread, bro.
Yeah.
I guess drug dealing.
Drug dealing. It's going to move on. Next up, we have kicking a field goal. Field goal kicking. I think we can add punting probably onto here, too. I feel like that's like among the same thing. And that's going up against being a teacher.
Oh, my God. That's tough.
Being a maybe this person wants to clarify teaching things, but they did say just being a teacher. So
speak up.
Field goals versus teaching. Start with UKB.
It would have to be teaching. I don't think I could ever get a field goal.
You don't think so? I feel like you have like good lower body strength.
No.
Like
no. Not in like an actual game.
And you were a teacher to a degree, so.
Kind of, yeah.
So I guess that makes sense. Nikki?
That's tough because, I mean, I could bang field goals all day. But I also wanted to be a teacher. Fuck, that's tough. I'll go teaching. I think I'd be a pretty good teacher.
Teacher?
PE teacher. Yeah, teacher.
Mook?
Yeah, I was an accounting TA in college after my drug dealing days. So, teacher.
I wouldn't trust
you. Still just trying to make friends in the class.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, don't look at your balance sheet or anything like that. As long as you have friends, that's all. It's all income that matters.
Yeah, here's the answer key. Yeah. Whatever you want.
Jack Mack.
Yeah, teaching. I mean.
You're basically a teacher already on TikTok.
Yeah, it's like
you teach me something new every day.
Yeah, thank you. But I just, I mean, teaching, I'm long outspoken against teaching and whatnot, just how it's kind of a, like, you can call it a profession, but is it? It's
like, you're so, I mean, Sigma, bro.
Yeah.
Full red.
I'm just, you know, you get 3 months off a year.
Clemmer?
I don't think I'd be a very good teacher. Like, I don't have a lot of, like, the kids would just be annoying. Like, maybe the first week it's funny, haha. But the fourth month of doing it, you're probably like, fuck this. I hate all these kids so much. But I would be better than the alternative. So,
kicking a field goal?
Yeah. Like, I've kicked a field goal before, and I barely got it in, from 15, 20 yards out, if it was even that much. It was at one of those fan fest things. But there was no, defensive line. That's a whole different animal, and it's also
we're gonna have to have you do a competition against somebody in the office. Sorry, you're back.
Mm-hmm. I would lose. I'm saying I'm bad at it.
Yeah, but I want to see how bad.
Yeah, me too.
So it's
the outfit you wore to work. You kind of look like a math teacher.
Yeah,
that's true.
And I do the NYC facts. Maybe I could teach history.
You would be a good history teacher.
Yeah, you would be, because you have passion. Like, kids would actually
respond to that.
You'd be the cool teacher.
I got the weird skinny guy.
Yeah.
Probably more of that. But if I could teach history to high school kids, then that's what I would want to do.
Yeah, AP, you would be the AP teacher.
As long as it wasn't third grade or colors.
I would love to see. I would love to see you in an inner city school.
Oh my god!
But I would always just be me.
They would actually tear you apart.
Maybe they would. It would probably go one of two ways. Either they would respect me for not.
Hell no.
Or they would
this isn't Hollywood.
They walk in that classroom, see you. They'll
call you Mr. Cracker. Yeah. You're not escaping this.
But I wouldn't. I'd be you're probably right. Yeah.
Clemmer gets the pass.
He shows up one day. He's like, I let the kids braid my hair, honey. And cornrows on,
but they're letting me say it now.
They gave me the pass.
Clemmer comes home and he's like on God, I had a rough day.
I was boofing. Oh my God, honey.
Standing on business after lunch.
Tommy.
I think being a kindergarten or first grade teacher, I think would be almost as hard as kicking a field goal. I don't want to deal with 20 kids all day. But if we're talking older kids, that's not that hard. So I'll go teacher.
Teacher's going to move on. Clean sweep first of the day.
All right, let's talk about Rocket Money. Do you have any subscriptions that you forget about, or maybe you're paying twice for and you don't even realize it? Well, Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills all in one place. With Rocket Money, you can easily cancel the ones you don't want with just the press of the button. No more long hold times or annoying emails to customer service. Rocket Money does all the work for you. Trust me, that is a lifesaver. I cannot tell you how many times I've had to be on the phone because they basically build a maze for you to try and navigate in order to get to the unsubscribe for almost every service you use. I mean, God forbid it was a gym. Rocket Money can even negotiate to lower your bills for you by up to 20%. And all you have to do is take a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They also let you monitor all your expenses in one place, and they recommend custom budgets based on your past spending. And they even send you notifications if you've exceeded your spending limits or reached them. With over 5 million users and counting, Rocket Money has helped save its customers an average of $720 a year and $1 billion in total savings so far. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions and manage your money the easy way by going to rocketmoney.com/lights. That's rocketmoney.com/lights. rocketmoney.com/lights.
All right, playoff time. First matchup, giving head to a man versus being homeless.
They kind of go hand in hand.
The same matchup as last time. Okay, it's still a little bit different.
Tommy.
I guess giving head to a man. I don't want to. I just know that
no one accused you.
I know what
to.
I like when a girl's going down.
You like what?
I'm like, God, I wish she was just doing this. I don't think gay guys probably give the best head. I don't think it's probably that crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Being homeless would. I mean, and if the option is, would I rather suck a dick or be homeless? I'd probably rather suck a dick.
Mm-hmm.
That's not
totally
that's
what we're going
two different
with,
things, though, because I would agree with
that.
What would
be better? I understand that's not the debate. I'm just saying. I'm just putting
you just wanted
out.
To tell us you
I'm
suck
just
dick.
Putting
yeah.
that out there. Yeah. But yeah, I do think I'd be better. I think I'd be if I wanted to suck dick, if there was a desire for me to suck dick, I think I'd be mighty fine at it.
Fair enough.
I think I would do pretty well at being homeless, but like I said, I can keep myself occupied. I'd go to a warm weather climate because I don't like getting cold, but I don't really get that hot. I think I would do okay.
You think you'd be an okay at homeless?
Go to the beach a lot.
The library.
The library in the winter, the beach, you know, in the summer.
You need like passes to get to beaches now.
You
like,
don't. There's free beaches. There are free things. You gotta unlock your mind a little bit, my friend.
You need like town passes, man.
You don't. You can go to you can go to Coney Island. You can go to Rockaway is free. That's just in New York. If you go to like Maine or New England, those beaches are all free.
Man.
You only got to pay for is parking.
You want warm climate, you're going to Maine.
I don't have to worry about parking because I don't have a car because I'm homeless. So there's a lot.
You have to worry about walking 50 miles to get there, my brother. That's no good. Everything about that's no good.
I'm going
to
be a homeless person in San Diego. There's beaches there that I can go right there. I've already thought about this. Go to baseball games and save up enough change and get bleacher tickets for a Padre game.
Oh, my God. If you were homeless you and you spent money on the fucking baseball game.
Of course
game?
I would.
Jesus. Can you...
Of course, I just wouldn't eat at the games because that's too expensive, but I would go and I'd save up my pennies and stuff and I'd go to get a bleacher, the cheapest seat. Why wouldn't I? I have all day.
Because you're hungry. Shelter.
If you panhandle for long enough, I don't eat a lot, as you can probably tell. So I get a hot dog, I get a soda, all right, boom, outside the ballpark, and then I save up $5-6 and go to a Padres game. That's not the worst. Out of these options we're talking about, that's not bad.
He's like furious the pitch clock was invented because he's like, I kicked out of these games too early.
Yeah.
Jack Mack.
Yeah, being homeless. I'd find a way. I'd find a way through. And the other option's just not viable for me.
Oh, you know what you can do too? Get a movie, go to a matinee, and then never leave the movie theater. Just bounce around from movie
that
to movie.
That makes more sense.
There you go. Another day. If you just think about it long enough, it's.
You would be a good homeless.
I would be good at this.
You would be
we
good
all have to acknowledge I'd be good at this.
Do a video series where you're homeless.
No, that's mean. Because they have real struggles
and stuff. And then it would be very mean. Give money back to the fucking homeless.
No, but that's almost.
Remember when Sean Avery used to just go up to homeless people and just like annoy him? That was like his video series.
All time villain.
He would go up to homeless people and record himself. Pretty much making fun of him. Yeah. That's just
all time just evil human. He's Sean Avery.
Out of control human.
Yeah, out of control.
Evil, yeah, we're truly out of control, but kind of a nice guy at the end of the day.
Mook.
I think in order to be good at being homeless, you might have to be pretty decent at sucking dick. Honestly, but yeah. Potentially, just to survive. But I think I'd be better at being homeless. Again, I think. I've seen some homeless dudes like having a good time.
Always having
like you just keep life simple, you know, you don't try to do too much, but just like get high, get drunk. I'm not saying it's a great life, but I'm saying you could make the most of it.
I feel like we're really downplaying how bad
it is. Absolutely. Yeah. How cruel and miserable of an existence it is to be homeless.
Insanely bad. Very good.
Like, yeah, yeah. I would be good at it. Not just like
not
to
be not an
idiot.
You're
talking
good.
About I would be good at it.
Yeah, you're like, oh, yeah. These guys
I would be a jolly
having a good time, fucking drinking, doing drugs, having fun, pissing wherever they want.
Yeah, it's like being in an outdoor frat.
Dream.
Yeah.
It's like being in an outdoor frat.
They're not gonna hear it so, like they're not gonna so
I just heard this on my podcast feed. Get homeless guy. We are downplaying way too much. Nikki,
I mean, I was gonna say homeless, but you guys are right, like we are downplaying the fuck out of it.
Oh yeah,
like you're dirty all the time, you don't have clothes, your teeth are gross, you don't have bread,
you're either. 4 for 4 with my life right now.
Yeah, that's true. And I mean, look, like I go out, I drink, I do drugs on the weekend all the time. So I guess I can't even get the words out of my mouth. I guess I'd be better at giving head
better
than being homeless.
Yeah, same to you, KB. All right, 3-3.
Yeah.
I'll break it in favor of giving head. I just don't think there's any way I'd be a viable homeless human, and I think over time I could at least be proficient.
Like homeless for a week would be straight. After that, it'd be kind of rough.
Yo, sucking dick for a week would not be straight.
Yeah,
no, it'd be very gay.
Yeah. Next matchup: being a GM of a team versus being a scam artist. KB.
Same thing. If you're Brian Cashman.
Nice. Like
I feel like
one.
As a GM, as a GM, you
for
could
an audience of one.
For like Brian Cashman. I liked it, Tom. This is tough. I think as a GM, you could put yourself in a position where you have people telling you what to do, and that's just your title. Mm. I'll go with GM.
GM, Nikki?
I'm going to go with Scammer. Scammer over GM. You know, I love the Dolphins, but I don't really love sports. I feel like I'd get bored after like 5 months of trying to be a GM. I can't get bored of making money, so I'll be a scammer.
Yeah, I feel like you're just getting calls nonstop every second. Yeah. And every second your brain is just dedicated to this one thing, and that will get debilitating over time. Maybe.
And also, like, your response, like, if you scam people, there's only so many people you could scam. If you fuck up a football team, the whole world is just going to fucking grill you.
Mm-hmm. For a while, too. Mook?
Yeah.
I'd go GM. I don't really have capacity to, like, lie and hurt people. Like, I remember even working at a restaurant, like, in high school, like, if someone was like, how do you like the whatever chicken parm here? I'd be like, it actually fucking sucks. Like, you should get it somewhere else, not here. GM.
To go off of Nikki's point about how the whole world would know, I mean, Mike Tannenbaum, awful GM. Still
fucking
on ESPN.
Bum. I hate that loser.
Yeah, he's a loser, right? But he's still on ESPN. So you could find a media job after. That being said, I'm going to still roll with being a scammer. I think there's so many things you can do. You can always reinvent yourself. I mean, look at these guys on TikTok right now.
It's true.
Like, you could, it's endless. You could just, I hear guys talking about reinventing themselves, doing different stuff. If you're a scammer, you can reinvent yourself every year.
Unless you get arrested in Romania.
Yeah, that is true. But if you were in America, if you were in America, let's say the block was hot, you could go to Romania. You could go to Colombia. Colombia, probably not so much. They're probably already controlled. But you could go to all across the world, like Thailand. Like, you could be on top of the world.
Yeah.
If you get the right people involved in your scam, you're basically untouchable.
There's so many scams going on TikTok right now. They're the like TikTok Shop.
Yeah.
Like, there'll be an AI video. This is what I would do. If you're a scammer, here's what you get. Pay.
There's free game.
Yeah.
Pay an OnlyFans model or OnlyFans girl, really hot girl. She's to advertise essentially, like something that's a supplement that's utter bullshit. Mm-hmm. But then you put it on TikTok Shop. That's just free money.
So just be like a drop shipper, but then just have a hot girl help you.
Or I would have 20 OnlyFans girls pretend that they're sports betting analysts. Yeah, yeah. And I'd give them all, like, if it's Dolphins -3 and then it's Jets +3, I'd say half of you take Dolphins -3, half of you take Jets +3. And then eventually one wins. Take all the money.
Duh.
Yo, Jack's a businessman.
Also sort of a scammer in that sense.
Well, that would be scamming.
Yeah, scammer.
Yes.
I do like that. That's a great idea for free one, any of you scammers out there. Clemmer.
Yeah, this is two things that I've spent my whole life either trying to be or not to be. So when I was in sales, I was always very transparent about the price. I always never wanted to scam anyone because I always felt it bites you in the ass. Because you might scam somebody once, but then you'll never be able to do business with that person again, or they'll talk about how bad you are. So I was always trying so hard to be honest with the price. I spent my entire life trying to be an expansion baseball GM.
And you've made zero profit.
Yeah, none. Like, literally.
There hasn't
the
been,
progress bar is 0%.
You're walking around New York City making
I'm going to stand up for myself saying, there hasn't been an expansion baseball team since I was 18. I haven't had a chance to ply my trade.
Do you think if you applied or did the next expansion team, they'd be like, okay.
If they're hearing this, they should want to hire me. I've spent the last four nights a week, every week, for the last decade.
Would you drop everything to do that?
Everything.
Yeah,
I've already talked to my wife about it. I'm like, if there's an expansion team, we might move anyway. We might just move to like
just
national
to get a shot.
No, just move. Just to go to all the games.
Just give him a shot.
Just Plumber, go to all the games.
What's the visual of you rebuilding an expansion team?
Like,
I want to picture.
You don't rebuild. It's brand new. You build. So you have
no, but you're just like at your house on the computer, just picking players.
Yeah. So there's some baseball simulators out of the park or baseball mogul, and you can have an expansion draft on there. So yeah. So I'm constantly replicating, constantly trying to build teams. What's the best efficient way?
Do you have any friends that do that, like online friends? Like
No. I do everything by my. I don't do any online friends.
Do they have like chat rooms for that?
No, I'm always. Yeah. I'm playing into the computer. Oh, I don't know.
Man. Oh, that's boring as fuck.
No, it's awesome.
Then you don't get any better. There's probably better guys.
No,
than
the
you
system
out there.
Every year.
He doesn't.
I'm
think
playing
they're
against
all.
The AI. I'm going against the AI.
Wait, but is there like
that's like playing the computer in Madden, bro?
Yeah, you're playing the computer in Madden.
Yeah.
Is there like a
what's harder than a computer? It's an Android.
The computer
everybody lets you win sometimes.
Yeah. Why would the computer want me to win?
Because they want you to keep playing.
No, it's not that kind of game. This isn't.
Is there like a worldwide ranking here?
No. I don't
apply a score to you.
Oh, I don't. Oh no, there's a scores you can do. But I don't play the game the wrong way. You know, the way is you draft a team, and you have the team go for whatever a decade. I'll draft end it, redraft again, just to try to keep building the ultimate roster.
God,
Plumber's got all the high scores on the website. Yeah.
There's probably huge communities online of this because it's not that crazy of a thing.
It's not right, yeah. But I do kind of want to download it.
Yeah, it is so much.
I even like me thinking about it. And I'm not that big of a
like
fan.
I like football,
but you should go out and compete against people.
Yeah.
I don't like how you play the computer all the time. That's so boring. I'm shocked you're still.
You might be like unleashing him on the world. Like he's like the Godzilla of fucking like what simulators.
Expansion drafts.
Yeah. What if deep down Clemmer's afraid he's not the best and he doesn't want to go
ooh,
test?
Ooh.
Oh no, I would love because you know only two teams entered the league at once. I would love to have an expansion draft like against somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Like you know somebody else is running that'd be really fun.
You're like,
who has a better roster?
Kristaps Porzingis playing in the gym against nobody.
Yeah, exactly.
We have no idea how good you are in a game.
Yeah. It
could be the best or the worst, or maybe I really want to find out.
Oh, I really hope there's expansion this deck. I'm so excited.
Yeah, there's probably a Reddit community that looks at you like absolutely. A joke.
Either, like, or God. We have no idea.
Like r/baseball simulation or something.
That definitely
exists. There's got to be a community clamor.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Yeah. I'm in. But only like I said, it's more than just baseball simulator. I'm talking about the expansion. This is like a niche of a niche.
Mm. Now, there's... I don't think you're not that unique. I think there's a lot of people.
I'm sure there are. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Tommy?
GM.
GM. GM's going to move on. GM of a baseball team versus giving a man head. Tommy Smokes.
I'm going GM here. I mean, look, again, I think it'd be good. But I think it'd be a good GM. There's a lot of times where it's like, why don't you just fucking go get that guy? Why don't you make that trade? What are you sitting on your ass for, Brian Cashman? How about you look at fucking batting average and RBIs for once?
No, don't look at either of those two things. Those things are stupid.
So yeah, GM. I am forgetting this isn't dream job. If this was dream job, this would be a blowout. To be clear.
Literally, hey yo.
Literally a blowout.
Yeah. But still GM.
GM?
GM.
Clemmer? GM?
GM for me.
GM? Mook?
Suck that dick.
What are you thinking?
I'm thinking like I don't know sports as well as you guys, so like maybe I'm better at giving head. But I've also done 2K franchises where I've simmed 20 years and had a fucking electric team.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. I don't think there's like, I don't think there's great GM. Like everybody can be a GM if they were. No, there are great GMs. No, but
Howie Roseman, it's way easier
for one of us, for somebody off the street to become a great GM than to become a great player, obviously.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah,
it's
yeah,
not
yeah.
that like, you could become a great, like, everyone has it within them. Not everybody has it within them to be a great player.
I'd be better at GM. I have asthma. I don't think I could violently suck a dick, honestly.
Nikki?
I'm going with GM.
GM, KB?
Yeah, let's end the
dick sucking.
GM's in the finals. On the other side, owning a bar versus dressing well. KB, what do you think you'd be better at?
I think owning a bar is harder than you guys think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but what would you do better?
What I'd do better? I think I'd be horrible at owning a bar. I wouldn't care enough. So I'd go dressing.
Dressing well, Nikki?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with a bar. I'm a nightlife type of guy. I kind of know what people want, what they expect when they walk in a bar. I think I'd be a really good bar owner, to be honest.
Bar owner? Mook?
I feel like you'd be more of a club owner.
Club owner.
I'm going bar. I'm going bar for sure.
Mm-hmm. Mooks?
Yeah, I'll roll with bar. I just don't ever think I'm going to find myself dressing particularly like, oh my God, this guy dresses so well.
It would be, I'm trying to think of who I'd be the most shocked if they like came in just dressed to the nines. Like, I have no, like, who would it be?
Frank.
No, Meek
Frank
Phil.
Would be incredible.
No, Meek Phil would be.
Meek Phil would be shocked.
Meek, yeah.
Like, imagine
like streetwear.
Yeah, streetwear. Yeah, the like latest stuff. It would be weird.
That's actually, I really want to see that now. Clemmer.
I don't think it's possible for me to dress like really well. But I do think I could run a business like maybe moderately okay if I just worked really hard at it. So maybe that.
The baseball bar.
Yeah, I think there's a ceiling on how well I can dress. I've tried to gradually dress better, but I'm going to hit this part where it's like, Tommy, who are you trying to be? Like, you can't dress. Like, when I know Dave's in the office, I don't dress nice because I know he doesn't like that. So, like, there, I could only dress so well. I think I could probably own a bar.
You probably do it. That's going to win on the other side, being a teacher versus being a drug dealer. Tommy Smokes. What'd you be better at?
What would I be better? Being a teacher. I don't think I'd be a very good drug dealer.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be scary. If I a high school history teacher, I could do that.
Yep. Clemmer?
I'm so scared of getting in trouble. Like Mook was telling that story about how the Snapchat was going around calling him Orange, the drug dealer. Like, I would be so scared if someone saw that. Then they think I'm a drug dealer. I'm going to get arrested. I just, the anxiety and the panic is like so much for me. So, like, being like a history
Skeletor,
teacher.
Skeletor, the drug dealer.
I don't even think the school would have got mad at me. They would have been like, this is so sad. You have to start charging these people, Connor.
I was literally like on a treadmill and they were like, Orange the drug dealer is like a person.
They present you with a scholarship. It's just so bad. They feel so bad for you. Two for the teacher.
Yeah, teacher.
Teacher, Mook.
Yeah, I've done both and I was a better teacher. So teacher.
Better teacher, Nikki.
Yeah, I'm kind of with Clemmer. The anxiety after a while would start to eat away at me. I'll definitely go teacher.
Wow.
Yeah.
Teacher.
Fold under pressure.
Not fold under pressure. I just wouldn't do good in jail. Like, I like going out. I like having fun. I like fucking women. Teacher. Yeah,
that's sick.
It is huge.
I like how much Nikki Smokes openly talks about his drug use.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I respect it.
I'm just an open book. I mean, everyone does it. They don't have the balls.
There are certain drugs that I don't think you would admit to doing if you were on them.
Well, I mean, I really only do like uppers.
And not everyone does them, believe it or not. That's also.
Yeah, well, like people in my circle.
Yeah, right. I'm sure that's true. Yeah.
Like my type of crowd.
Right.
Yeah.
No one's arguing that.
My type of crowd. Teacher's going to move on, but KB, I'm assuming you're going.
Yeah, I got my sped masters.
It's true. You did. Teacher versus owning a bar, KB, to go into the finals.
Teacher.
Teacher. Nikki.
Fuck, this is tough. I got to stick with the bar, though. I've been riding the bar the whole way. I'm sticking with it. Fuck it. Bar. Mm-hmm.
Bar. Mook.
I'd be a better teacher because it's easier. Owning a bar is like kind of a nightmare.
I agree.
Yeah, teacher. It's night and day. With a bar, you can – oh, no, with teaching, you can go – yeah, night and day, literally. With teaching, you can go home and it's over. Bar, if you own the bar, it's never over.
Yeah.
It's always – and there's always an issue. There's, like you said, staffing, whatnot. It's probably such a headache until you really get it off the ground. Then it becomes kind of a well-oiled machine. Teaching it, you know.
Especially, but in teaching, you have like the shit afterwards, like the families, the grades.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, but it depends. But also, how good of a teacher do you want to be?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. That's the thing, too. You can be a relatively bad teacher and nothing happens. If you're a bad bar owner, you no longer own a bar because
exactly. You
get tenure as a teacher.
Yeah, exactly.
Do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, owning a bar could ruin your life.
Yeah. Literally, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I have some friends that own bars and restaurants back home, and they said, like, we haven't taken a vacation in, like, 3 or 4 years because they're always set to be there. Norm MacDonald once said about teachers, they have the same exact work schedule as little children. So I think that I'm going to go with teacher.
That's good.
No, Norm MacDonald was spitting when he said that. I'm going to put that in my back pocket.
Who do you think gets arrested for sex crimes more?
Ooh.
Bar owners?
Probably bar owners.
Teachers. Teachers.
It's a good question. I gotta think bar.
I think teachers do it less. That's why it's a bigger deal. Yeah. And everyone like grows up wanting to fuck their teacher where like a bar owner rapes someone. It's just another case.
Yeah. He writes teacher blogs on bar stool. He said,
You think we're gonna bring those back?
It's a great question.
It's a new era. Yeah, it's a new era.
Tommy? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think I want to choose bar owner because that's what I'd rather do, but that's not what we're debating here. Yeah. So sanctity of the bracket.
Sanctity of the bracket pick. All right, the finals is being a GM versus being a teacher. What do you think would be better at, Tommy Smokes?
Being a GM.
Being a GM.
Yeah, I think I'd be – I mean, if I was a GM of the Yankees, we would not have a 15-year drought right now. I'll tell you that fucking much.
Cap.
Clemmer?
I hope, you know, the Nashville Stars or the, you know, the future Montreal Expos hear this, but it would be expansion baseball team GM. I would be incredible at it.
Team GM too.
I think the GM winning is the ultimate, like it is the ultimate answer here because of the fact that all you guys would be awful at it.
Yeah.
So bad. You guys could be a good teacher tomorrow.
Yeah,
I agree.
No, you would get like just ran through. Like people, they would look at you like, I'm not saying that as an insult. I mean, we care about sports very similarly, in the same way. And you know way more than I do. But those guys, their whole life, they've been dealing with this stuff. It's really, really difficult. And I think about it every day. It's nonstop. Teaching, you can just kind of.
Watch a video for the class.
Yeah.
You could literally just put on a video.
I would just be
able to pass everyone if you want.
Yeah. I'd be a. Do I get to pick which teacher? Like, could I be a college professor, like adjunct?
I think so.
Yeah. So I would just kind of be like, all right, here you go, guys. It's up to you. And so, teacher.
T- Teacher. Mook.
But that teacher by landslide. That would make you a
good yeah.
one. Or what would you be better at?
What would you be better at, I guess? Okay. Is the question.
He's saying that being a GM is so hard. Still a being,
yeah, okay. You guys would be fired as GMs so quickly.
Yeah, I mean, nobody would respect.
They probably want to give me equity.
Word would get out about what you were doing. And it would be, it would just be
teams used out of the park. That's how they hired Theo Epstein. They had him, the job interview was him putting out of the park. Yeah,
maybe 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Not now.
Well, but it wouldn't be that ridiculous.
I really want that. It would be amazing if you did like an Invincible type story to you becoming a GM.
No, think of the movie. Team. And yeah. then the whole city turns. Sometimes people will buy the Clemmer type. It happened in soccer. Somebody in English soccer, somebody yeah. bought a club. In a small English town, and they made it all analytically based and whatnot, and the people can't go there anymore. They'd be put on a stake. The people who bought it, yeah. they'd be put on a stake. You'd be put on a stake.
I would also have.
You would ruin it.
I'm a fan first. I would have fans. Believe me, if someone ever gave me $3 billion, if I ever like became like the one thing I would buy if I had $3 billion would be an expansion baseball team. I would do, and I would own it. I would run it until I died. It'd be great. So I have so many rings.
I could see you being like hated by an entire city, like the Bennett family.
Yes.
Or the Crockett.
No, well, they moved. They moved. I would whatever, never move
whatever
a team.
That situation is whatever.
They moved
the
team.
It's the Bennets.
The Bennets. They moved.
Hodges.
Hot. No, which one moved the team?
Bennets. The Bennets. The Bennets. Yeah. They moved. Whoever they moved from Seattle to Oklahoma City. I wouldn't move a team.
Or no. You would like just run the city.
I would not.
Would want this team so bad, and then within 2 years, MLB is going to be like, "We just got to shut
it
down."
Oh my god! And I gotta tell you, like Clemmer's such a great hateable name for like a GM.
Oh yeah.
Like, or a lovable name,
Clemmer.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that Clemmer guy.
They're throwing stuff at your car,
or they build a statue of me.
Corrupt Clemmer. Like they'd be going, they'd be teeing off on you.
No, instead of a statue, they'd have one of those inflatable arm things.
Yeah. They would have it in my honor. Like, oh, Clemmer is
crushing
another
your ass.
Ring for Clemmer. Oh, another World Series championship.
Mook.
Teacher, for sure.
Teacher, for sure. We're 2-2.
A lot of GM stuff, like if you think about it, it's like man-on-man trade talk. Like you have to negotiate with other owner, like other GMs. Yeah. Like not easy.
No. I was in not sales for 20 years. I could talk. I could barter. We can do that.
I'm sure they take you very seriously.
Yeah. Oh, these guys have been doing that their entire lives.
I have two at home at 1 a.m. on my couch every 4 nights a week my entire life.
Clemmer gets nervous when like the AI proposes a trade offer to him and he like doesn't want to counter.
Yeah. I don't get nervous. I yell at him. I don't care. I'll yell right back. I'll yell at anyone.
Clemmer, I would actually like you got to find your way into a front office somehow. Like, I think that would be hilarious.
I would love it so much.
Like, they do like the what's the movie, The Intern? They do that with Clemmer. So he's like a baseball intern, like at 45. Yeah. It would be very funny.
I'm all in.
Nikki.
I think I'd be a much better teacher than a GM, so I'm going with teacher 100%.
Teacher 3-2. Where are we going, KB?
Teaching.
Damn it.
Not what I would have expected would have won this bracket.
No, yeah. Me either.
But you better teacher. I mean, it's not in the context of the bracket, it makes sense. Like we probably
half the bracket was gay.
That's also true. All those were your submissions.
Brackets,
by the way.
Yeah, they were.
Every single one of those.
The gay ones were Mook, and the flips one were KB.
The drugs were Nikki. The gay was Mook, and then KB's. Your only submission was the gainer.
Didn't we have another flip?
I knew it.
One as well. We had two that. Flip ones.
No, flip one was in the 16.
Flip one was in the chain, and that was also KB.
I will say, if I had to choose, I know I sent a few. I would have put long snapper over NASCAR driver.
Did have that.
Ooh, that's good.
But you'd get demolished, like run over.
Oh, I would be bad at that. One tackle, I'm dead.
You get demolished. That's the problem. That is true.
All
you have to do is be a good magician, though. That's the logical
magician
next step.
Would be tough because you have to be really entertaining and then also. Mm-hmm.
Magicians are talented.
I was more making the joke because that long snapper from the Eagles that
a great
became a magician.
Oh, a great magician is really talented. We saw a great magician a couple months ago. Amazing. My brain is still broken.
I was watching a YouTube video recently about how back in the day, like in the mid-2000s, pickup artists would do, would they would pretend to be magicians in bars. And go up to girls and like give them a deck of cards. That's how they would start their conversation.
Love that.
Imagine doing that now.
Like that, what was that guy from the pickup artist show? Is it Mystery?
I think that was the guy I was watching last time.
You ever see that?
It popped up on my YouTube. Like
he's on like VH1 or something?
Yeah.
He would go up and he would, that's how, and then it became a thing.
And they would always say it too. They'd be like, yeah, this is my foolproof way of picking up women. Walk up to them with a deck of cards and be like, pick a card. And honestly, it's pretty disarming. Like if I was a girl and like I'm afraid of creepy guys and like,
if somebody came up with something that innocuous in like 2006, I'd be like, okay, yeah, I guess it's a reasonable thing. Yeah, but now it'd be really creepy.
Yeah, 2006 pickup game. Yeah. Bummer, you remember that? Or?
No, the show?
No. Like just pickup game in 2006.
Like playing basketball?
No, he's doing.
I don't know what he's talking about. I'm not doing that.
No, like picking up women in 2006.
Oh, we never called it. We didn't call it that.
What'd you call it?
We didn't call it pickup game. It was just like, hey, you go to the bar. Yeah, because you didn't have dating apps or anything. So you had to go to the bar. You just talk to people.
Yeah, how was it?
Baseball box.
It was Clumber. I'm not afraid of like, so like for if you are, I think we had this conversation before. If you're someone that's like more like, willing to talk to anyone, whatever, conversational, like it's a lot easier.
Confident,
if you're a shyer person, it must have been really challenging. I'm not, like, I'll go to whatever.
What'd you talk to women about?
Oh, whatever. I mean,
baseball.
No,
you don't get married seven times. A little bit.
No, like anything, movies,
been married
music.
Seven times?
No, I've been married twice. I'm on my second times. Marriage. Second marriage. Second marriage.
Hey, wouldn't this be a lot more romantic if we were at the baseball bar?
No, but no. I think I could talk about movies. I can talk about anything. Hopefully with everybody. I hope that's like one of my skills. I hope that's something I'm good at. I think it is.
Yeah, but it's
that's
like,
your go-to move with women is talk about movies.
Movies, TV, whatever, like whatever is going on. I mean, like whatever. If there's a goofy show on TV at the bar, make fun of that. If there's a kind of a clown that I'm with, make fun of him. Whatever, like just like shit on stuff. Yeah. Like I mean,
so you're a cynic. You're the guy that puts others down to lift yourself up.
Yeah. I think we all do that. You do that more than anybody here.
That's not true. Not with women. I respect my other men.
Yeah. Too much.
I'd rather never get laid again than put down one of the boys for pussy.
I would love to watch you at a bar, like teaching someone here to pick up women.
The
voice in their ear.
It's been so long. I mean, I'm sure I'm not good. I'm sure whatever was good back then doesn't work.
But that's
now.
What would make it funny. I would earnestly love to watch.
I mean, honestly, like all joking aside, just be like, don't be afraid. Have confidence in what you're saying. Be honest.
Can you
and be a good person?
Can you guys do this? Can you do this thing where like you just dead face say whatever Clemmer tells you to do in the bar, like, but you treat it earnestly, like.
So
you,
I can't. I would want to fuck with them.
No, I know, but like it, earnestly.
Why can't we just
so
have
funny. Clemmer
do it himself?
No, I'm not gonna do that.
No, but it wouldn't be easier for you to do it then.
I know, but I'm not gonna do that.
It'd be easier for you to do it. I think in a crowd at a bar of like it's gonna be mostly younger people.
Clemmer get kicked out.
I wouldn't get kicked out. I do. People don't think I'm as old as you.
This weird old.
The only reason.
The TV shows.
You know. This guy really hates stuff.
He's making fun of everyone here.
Yeah. No, like you just have fun.
A bouncer picks up with one hand.
I think I'm very easy to talk to. I'm a good conversationalist. I'm a good. That's one thing. I am scrawny and weird looking, but I'm a good conversationalist.
All right. Well, that's the winner of the bracket. Being a teacher. Thanks for listening. Well, we won't have a Christmas.
Wait. Do I get a prize for having the winning topic?
You do get a
prize.
Oh, that was your pick.
So Nikki
gets a trophy.
Your reward is that you get to come back and be on the next episode we do. So that's your actual award, and you do get a trophy next time we see you.
Yeah,
and he picks the topic, right?
You do get to pick the topic. I'll give you suggestions if you want it, but otherwise, you do get to pick the topic.
I'll take the suggestion.
Yeah, but we won't have a Christmas episode, but we'll be back in the new year. So we'll see you guys in 2024.
Feeling lucky? You should be. Meet the new Lucky One Sweet Tea from Miss Peaches, the vodka drink that's positively doing good. Made with real tea and real vodka, non-carbonated, 100 calories. And here's the scoop. Their new sweet tea is the only vodka-based sweet tea on the market. Simple ingredients in a smooth, full flavor that makes it taste just like the real sweet tea. Best part? Every can helps rescue dogs find their forever homes as they work to a goal of donating $1 million to dog rescues in 2026. So if you love true sweet tea, this one's a no-brainer. Pick up a Lucky One sweet tea today and give back one can at a time.
At Boar's Head, we've been going back to school for over 115 years. And this year, every school lunch is reason to celebrate. With the flavors your kids love and the exceptional quality you expect. Helping you make school lunch fresh, easy, and delicious. Ring the bell. The deli is open. Boar's Head, committed to craft since 1905.
Work hard and hydrate hard with Body Armor Flash IV. Whether you're working in extreme heat or powering through a long shift, Body Armor Flash IV delivers faster, longer-lasting hydration. With more than 2,000 milligrams of electrolytes, vitamins B and C, and zinc, coconut water, and no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes, Body Armor Flash IV keeps you performing at your best. Get Body Armor Flash IV at your local 7-Eleven.
I'm here to help.
On August 21st,
we have a stowaway.
Mutiny arrives on the big screen.
Real.
It is, trust me.
Jason Statham stars in the action movie to end your summer.
What do you want?
Vengeance.
Mutiny. Rated R.
This one's brought to you by TickPick. Ever actually read a ticket receipt? Service fee? Processing fee? Convenience fee? Convenient for who? That's an extra $30 a ticket. TickPick doesn't do that. Never has, never will. No fees means the exact same seat, same section, same row. Costs less on TickPick. Fans trust TickPick for all their live events. Check the reviews yourself. So why overpay for the exact same seat? Download the TickPick app and never pay another service fee again. And for new TickPick customers, take $20 off your first order with promo code PMT20 in the TickPick app. Terms apply. That's PMT20 at checkout for $20 off your first order.
Whoop. Sleep better, train smarter, recover faster, and feel healthier. Understand and optimize your sleep. Get coaching and insights for every age, stage, and cycle. Track over 140 habits. Get a 360 view of your training and workouts. Never miss a second of data with a wireless and waterproof charger. Expect all new features all the time.